We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Well, if you had to put an adjective to the weekend that was when it comes to Wisconsin sports, does the word craptastic fit? Welcome to a Monday edition of the program. It is, you wake up today like you've been punched in the solar plexus. You just, I didn't physically feel bad, but I still woke up mentally like somebody beat the hell out of me in the middle of the night with a bag of oranges, for lack of a better term. I just, Lorenzo Cain opts out. Pat Murphy, who we wish all the best to, the bench coach for the Milwaukee Brewers on Saturday, has a mild heart attack. And I don't know if you ever can call a heart attack mild, but you're hoping for a full recovery. The Cardinals have more positive tests, and therefore the series with the Cardinals completely postponed. The Bucks did not look good last night defending the three, and they ended up falling to the Houston Rockets, who can shoot the three, and they can shoot the lights out of the three. So you didn't see baseball played. You had Lorenzo Cain opt out, bench coach fall ill. I mean, at least you have good news right now. There's not a whole lot going on in Green Bay as far as anything of the negative sort. You know, the question does get asked, oh, what about Aaron Rodgers? Is he okay? Is Aaron mad? Is Aaron coming in with a chip on his shoulder? Well, we can't see. We don't know. And, you know, it's just going to be a very strange remainder of the season. The only thing that we can hope for, and I had brought this up earlier today, I was actually, by the way, welcome into our newest affiliate. Our friends up there at the Fan in Green Bay. We are back on in Green Bay. We have been pining for this and working on this for quite some time, and we are so glad to be back. And thanks to everybody in Green Bay for all the support, for listening to us on the radio.com app, for listening to us on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk website, BillMichaelsSports.com. So thanks to everybody. We are so happy to be back in Green Bay. And speaking of Green Bay, coming up a little bit later on today, the last hour of the program, Mike Clemens is going to join us, our NFL insider and Green Bay insider, and a longtime reporter for the NFL Sirius Radio Network, my partner in crime for every Super Bowl we go to. So Mike's going to be joining us and back again this year, and I've been excited about that. We announced that last week. So anyway, I guess no news is good news right now coming out of Green Bay, but the rest of the world, we just kind of reel right now as more and more communities are starting to go to mask mandates and being, I'm not going to say shut down, but you know, trying to curb the spike, if you will. The only thing we can hope for at this point is that, and if you've been following, and I know it's tough. It really is. It almost to the point where it's becoming claustrophobic with the amount of information that pulls you in many different directions regarding the COVID virus and politics and all the other opinions that go along with it. That's the reason I'm glad we do sports, okay? So if they find a vaccine sooner rather than later, and it's indoctrinated into the system, into our society sooner rather than later, I think we're going to be at least breathing a sigh of relief. But when it comes to sports, now let me see if I can walk you down the same path that I'm going down. When it comes to sports, we just got up and running with golf and NASCAR, and they're doing it. They're getting it done. Then we get up and running with baseball, and you're thinking, okay, here we go. Here we go. And you get that first week, and then you're like, wow, the Marlins go down, the Phillies go down, the Cardinals go down. You're talking franchises just stumbling out of the chutes. Guys that just can't seem to stay in a hotel. And I'm not saying that every person that went out has contracted COVID in that particular fashion. Who knows? Maybe they got it off of a plane or they got it off of a hotel room banister. I mean, who knows? But there's certain things you can do and certain precautions you can take. And if you're pretty good with it, you usually don't end up with COVID. What I find amazing is a friend of mine has two sons, play Little League. One plays travel team. So three different leagues going on, three different groups of kids, all different ages, three different groups of parents, spectators, plus opponents, coaches. Nobody contracted COVID. Nobody. Nobody bowed out of the season because of COVID. And yet, Major League Baseball players seem to contract it easily. Now, it is different because they are doing it daily. And they are traveling, and they are in clubhouses in confined quarters. So it is a different scenario. I'm not going to completely say that Major League Baseball is doing it wrong. But what is disappointing to me, and I had been on the proponent side and the praising side of Major League Baseball once they got this thing going, what is beyond belief to me when you start to read into some of these positive tests are that they are tests from days ago. Days ago. 3, 4, even some cases 5 days ago. These were some of the concerns that Major League Baseball's Players Association was raising when they said, look, it's great you're testing, but what happens today and tomorrow if I'm infected and I tested yesterday and you can't get the results back to me for 3 days? What is baseball doing? You need to know then. It's like you need to know before that particular person, those particular players, either enter or exit a clubhouse. Do you have coronavirus in your clubhouse? I need to know now. I don't need to know on Friday of this week if I'm testing positive today. I need to know now, or at the very least, I need to know tomorrow. Why baseball has just when you start to think that Rob Manfred has this modicum of competency, it's like restoring a fine automobile. You got a 57 Chevy and you go out and you collect the parts and you collect all the pitted chrome and everything and you send it off to the platers and you send it out to the paint job, you send it out to the body shop, you get the engine restored and you just get this thing humming and you're like ready to go and you start it up and vroom, and it just purrs and it's not shaking, it's just rumbling. And it's got a beautiful sound to it, right? And you've got this thing restored and you're ready to go and you bring it right out of the garage and the sun's beaming off of it and it's shiny and you've been salivating for this moment. And then what do? You run it through a mud puddle. After running through a bunch of broken glass, you blow out all the tires, you dirty the thing up and it stalls. That's Rob Manfred behind the wheel of Major League Baseball. It's just bizarre. It's Major League Baseball. And on one hand, no, I don't want them to be above the American public when it comes to tests and testing. But damn it, I think there's something to it to where you need it. You need sports. You need the distraction. You need the camaraderie. You need the community. I think there's something there. There's something to be said for that. Right now, every time you start to see the balloon launch, it's like, somebody hits it with a pellet gun and down it goes. Major League Baseball versus football is a little different in the sense that football is going to be played once a week, whereas baseball is played on a daily basis. So hopefully football can kind of control themselves just a little bit better. I don't know how, but hopefully they have the protocol in place. But overall, It was kind of a weekend when it came to sports in the state of Wisconsin. Now, you've got the White Sox coming to town. The Brewers are unofficial hopefully this goes off without a hitch, but hopefully the Brewers' home opener can go off this evening. I'm looking forward to that. More reports coming out of Green Bay. We're looking forward to that. Lorenzo Cain opts out. He said that he had been talking to his family. He's got three young kids. I don't want to come down on the players. I don't. I'm trying to figure out a way that I can be okay with this. Okay? I'm trying to figure out the emotion that goes along with this. And I think there's a lot of that to deal with today. I really do. I think that when I look at this, I say, you know, damn it. He's off to a good start. This was what you wanted. If this season continues and you're going to end up catching the Cubs and you're going to need him and then on and on. And I just, there's an emotion to that. It's like, come on, you know? And then I'm standing this morning over at Woodman's. And I go into Woodman's. I just had to get a couple of things before I came home and made breakfast this morning. And I had some work to do this morning, which is really interesting. I'll tell you about it coming up in a little bit. Because I volunteered for something. And it's been eye-opening and fun. It's a lot of time, but it's been fun. I'm going to tell you about it coming up. But I'm standing at Woodman's this morning, and I grabbed a couple of things. And as I'm standing there, I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at this girl across from me behind this plexiglass with a mask on. And I'm thinking, just to be able to support herself for whatever she has going on in her life. And I don't know. I don't know her from anybody. She's very nice, very pleasant, very greeting this morning. And I'm thinking, she came to work today. She has to wear a mask. She's got gloves on. She's wiping down touch points. She's behind plexiglass, scanning my food, and then bagging it. And she has to come to work. She doesn't have the choice of opting out. And I know she's not making $12 million a year working at Woodman's. You know what I mean? It's tough for me when you have a sport that is supposed to take care of you in every elite fashion. It is tough for me to say, yeah, I don't blame you for opting out when the girl behind the counter making $12, $14, $16 an hour has to go to work. Otherwise, she'll lose her car, her apartment, her home, not be able to feed her family. It just, there's something innately angering about that, and I don't know how to talk myself mentally through it to where I'm okay with players opting out. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and give us a shout. The Bill Michaels Show is also brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They're the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I want to get your opinion, light the lines. I mean, am I off the rails on this? If you agree with me or disagree with me, maybe you can talk me into a different state of mind. That's what I'm asking for today. Or if you're right down the same path with me, maybe we just, you know, walk hand in hand and jump in the same pool together. Who knows? But that's kind of where I was at this morning when I got up. Just a lot of different levels of stuff. You know what I mean? Also, like I mentioned, the Bucks they get knocked off by the Rockets. We'll talk a little bit about that. Three-point defense, not good for this Bucks basketball team. But then again, we knew that going into the bubble. They were a team that if you shot extremely well from beyond the arc, you had a shot at beating them. And that's exactly what happened. Stay tuned. We got a whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
My lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air, and we are glad you are with us, and thanks to Mike and Nick and everybody listening to us in Green Bay. Yes, we are back. We are happy, ecstatic to be back in Green Bay, and just enjoy. Look, I got a letter here. I shouldn't say a letter, an email here from Nick, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox. Good to hear your voice this morning, coming through my radio speaker rather than through the radio.com app on my Alexa at home. I'm looking forward to your calls this year regarding Packer football and the therapeutic sessions after a Packers loss. Will you guys be at Hinterland again this year? Right now, I want to say yes. I want to say everything is normal. It's just not. It's not a normal year. I don't know. The best I can tell you right now is I don't know. I'm really crossing my fingers. I think many of us that are fans, first and foremost, are looking for that sense of normalcy to kind of grab onto. But we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what that is going to look like. There's so much uncertainty. There just is. It's a very, it's depressing. And here's the reason why, in my opinion. Okay, I was going to allude to this in the last segment, but I'll do this real quick now. And then we'll talk some Bucks basketball from last night. But what I'm looking at it is this. I woke up this morning, it was 59 degrees. Okay? And you're thinking to yourself, well, so what? My point is, it's 59 degrees, and I just, for the first time, felt like we're starting to turn the corner from summer to fall. And I don't want that yet. Because we were robbed of a summer. We don't get the extension of warm weather the way many other areas of the country do. That they're able to get out and enjoy it with festivals and music and events and golf outings and run walks and all this different stuff. You know, we look for state fair. We look for Summerfest. We look for Broadfest, Oktoberfest. You go throughout the state, Strawberry Fest. I mean, there's so many different things in the state of Wisconsin that we just plan for. You know, I mean, the minute that schedule's, you know, released, we're all buying tickets to Summerfest. Or you're buying tickets to Broadfest out in Madison. Or you're getting your friends and neighbors together, and you can't wait to find that empty hotel room so you don't have to drink and drive so you can get out to Oktoberfest and lacrosse. You know? You can't wait for Packers football. You can't wait for Tomahawk. You know, there's a lot of things to do in the state of Wisconsin that are just freaking spectacular. And the surrounding areas. Shopping on the Magnificent Mile down in Chicago. Can't wait for the summer trips down there. Can't Navy Pier, maybe Brewers games on the road. You know what I mean? There's just so many things we look forward to. We don't get any of it. And all of a sudden we're looking at this going, 59 degrees today. And here we're starting to make the turn. And blech. You know, it just, it's depressing. And right now you don't have any end in sight. As a matter of fact, things are getting worse. They're not getting better. If you go by the statistics or whatever, you know, whatever they're putting out today, hell, I don't know. I've lost track. I don't know if I am supposed to wear or not supposed to wear a mask. All the municipalities are not going to enforce it, yet it's a mandate, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know if it's good for me or bad for me. You know, I've heard quotes from Fauci on both saying, on one hand, you shouldn't be wearing a mask, on the other hand, you should be. I have no idea anymore. I know it makes me feel lightheaded when I wear one for an extended period of time. But just that's the thing we're going through right now. So you're looking for sports. You're looking for anything and everything. So I think that's where the depression, when you wake up today and you feel the cool chill in the air, you're like, oh, man, our summer. Now, we are going to get warmer by the end of the week. So it's just a little bit of a wake-up. It's just kind of pinching you on the arm going, hey, I'm here. And you know that fall's right around the corner. So that's what kind of sucks. And normally when fall gets here, you're kind of like, okay, this ain't too bad because we got Packers football to fall back on. Bears still suck, right? Okay. And we don't even have that going on. Not just yet. Not in the way we know it. Bucks, in the meantime, last night, they got pinched 120-116 last evening. And the Rockets put up 31 in the fourth quarter to edge out the Bucks. I'll tell you what, the Bucks started off strong in the second half, dropping 36 on them in the third. But Giannis dropped 36 of his own, 18 boards and 8 assists last night. Just not enough. In the long run, is the Rockets just able to kind of shoot their way to success. When you talk about their three-point shooting last night, 34%. But when you look at the overall, not a terrible night defensively for the Bucks. But the Bucks from beyond the arc shot just 25.7% last night. And down the stretch, wasn't hitting it. Oh, by the way, for those that thought that Chris Middleton was – being overlooked. Could they have loved him any more last night on ESPN if they had had to? I thought they were going to give away life-size scratch-and-sniff dolls of Chris Middleton. They love that guy. Loved him. The fact that he took advantage of his time off during the COVID break to get a little leaner, so to speak, drop a little bit of the muscle, drop a little of the weight of the weight, had a hop in his step last night. But just defensively, the Bucks at times didn't get out to the perimeter. Other times, they weren't able to guard the middle. They were slow of foot. The switch-offs didn't work real well. I was watching, I don't know if it was ESPN or what it was, Fox this morning, and they're talking about how the Bucks have lost their ability to guard. It's two games. What the hell are you talking about? Two, three games so far this season into the bubble, if you will, and the Bucks have lost their ability to guard? What? Excuse me? You talk about an overreaction on a Monday. Holy mackerel. The Bucks still best record in the NBA. Let's not forget that. They only need one win, and they've locked up the East. That's it. They need one win, and they're the best team in the East. So am I worried? No. Rockets are a pretty good team. You know, nothing crazy there. But and they are down a couple guys too, by the way. They're down still Eric Bledsoe and Pat Connaughton. They'll be worked into this thing soon enough. But last night, a guy like, say, DiVincenzo and Wesley Matthews, they were 2 of 12 beyond the arc. 2 of 12 beyond the arc. Even Chris Middleton struggled last night, only hitting 3 of 8. So, not a great shooting night from beyond the arc. Williams comes in, he's 0 for 3. DJ Wilson was 0 for 1. So, not a great shooting night beyond the arc for the Bucks. They'll hit it. I'm not worried. I'm not panicking. They dropped one. Okay, 54 and 13. On the season, still a hell of a record. Take it in a heartbeat. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Nothing to panic about, but if you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. Going to come back. Marcus Eversole, host of the Better Call Eversole show. His new show airs today in Green Bay after hours, as a matter of fact. We are now live on The Fan in Green Bay. Loving it. On Sports Radio 107.5 FM and 1400 AM, The Fan. Marcus is going to join us coming up next to The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Today at Quick Trip on a Monday, a buck for any Coruba Gold, any size, as a matter of fact. We are brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. Quick Rebake Shop cookies, assorted varieties, $2.99 a 12-pack. Kitchen Cravings, 5-ounce sirloin steaks. They got 3 for $5. And if you haven't tried the Pothole Pizza yet, I finally had a chance to try it over the weekend. And, yeah, that's the real deal. That's the real deal. The Packers Pep Rally Pepperoni Sausage Palooza, loaded with big chunks of spicy sausage and the meat sweats, nearly a half a pound of spicy sausage and pepperoni. You can pick one of those bad boys up today anytime over there at Quick Trip. And don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card. Good stuff from our friends over there at Quick Trip. I would assume that a lot of those big old pepperoni palooza pizza, pecker pizza things would be selling for tailgates if we'd be having some tailgates. We just live in really weird times right now. Let's do this. Let's go to Green Bay, where we are on the air now at The Fan at WDUZ, and they launched the Bill Michaels Show today. We are on both 1400 side and 107.5 FM. 107.5 FM for the first hour of the program, and all the hours over on 1400 AM, The Fan, up there as well. And Marcus Eversole, host of the Better Call Eversole Show, up there on The Fan, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Marcus, how you been?
Doing really well. An exciting day at the Fan. Glad to have you guys aboard.
We are thrilled to be back on in Green Bay. Give me what the temperature is like in Green Bay when you talk about the fandemonium, so to speak, because I think a lot of people are just kind of under the blanket of this sucks and we just hope there's sports.
Yeah, well, literally the temperature is pretty cool. We went for a walk this morning and I'm like, it feels like October. It feels like football, which is crazy. And that leads directly into your question, because this time of year, as you know, is unlike any other in any other year, where it's like Green Bay, Wisconsin just feels different when training camp starts back up. I mean, businesses are booming, and everything, every aspect of life is different in Green Bay once training camp starts back up. You got all these out-of-towners coming in and doing the bike thing and getting autographs and just eat, sleep, breathe football 24/7. And now it's like, I mean, we're talking about training camp being underway, and yet all the headlines are this player opts out or this coach tests positive, or and then it's just debate as to how the season's actually going to look if we get the season. So it's certainly unlike any early August or even late July that I've ever experienced in Green Bay, or I think anybody's experienced in Green Bay. That said, I mean, it's been telling, because I always say we can talk football 365 days a year regardless of the circumstances. Well, that was put to the test with COVID-19, and it still holds true. I mean, we can go on the air in Green Bay, or as you know, in Milwaukee, wherever, and bring up a player, bring up a position, and we can still talk football because Green Bay loves it. So it's unusual, yes, but still, it's all Packers all the time.
It is Packers all the time. I know one of the questions came up yesterday, and I've been a fan of Tremont Williams since the day he walked into a Packers locker room. But it sounds like, unless there is an injury and a depth issue, it sounds like the team has moved on from him. Give me your thoughts there.
I would agree. I think that's exactly the case. It almost feels like, you know, we've heard a lot about the idea of having a quarantine quarterback where you got a guy, you know, at a remote location just in case something happens, a quarterback tests positive or whatever. It almost feels like Tremont Williams, maybe the Packers' quarantine cornerback, I guess. I mean, I haven't heard that said before, but that's got a nice ring to it, and that's certainly what it feels like to me. Because it's just like they're keeping him on, almost like Matt Flynn back in the day, where if something happens, you keep the guy on standby and you go to him if you need him. I feel like they like what they see, what they saw from Chandon Sullivan last year, maybe an unheralded, under-the-radar player who could have a big impact this year. But it's crazy. I mean, you know, the general managers and personnel people always have to toe that line of letting go of a player maybe a year too early or a year too late. And to err on the side of caution, you'd rather get rid of them a year too early than waste the money, you know, stunt the development of a younger player by getting rid of them a year too late. Tremont Williams is 37 years old, and he is the exception to the rule when it comes to cornerbacks. I mean, on that side of 30, rarely do cornerbacks play deep into their 30s, much less 37 years old. So it's tough because at the same time, last year, Tremont Williams was one of the better slot corners in the league. He got a one vote for all pro. I mean, that's don't take that lightly. The guy can still play. I'm a fan of Tremont Williams just as a guy in the locker room. Ever since he's been here, he's one of the MVPs of that locker room, just a cordial, nice dude, a good mentor to the young guys. I do understand in the current circumstances, you know, maybe wanting to see what they've got from the younger guys. But, yeah, got to be honest, early in the offseason, I thought they'd probably bring him back on a one-year deal. Now I'm not so sure.
Tell me about the questions that have not been answered regarding the relationship of Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, in your opinion. I get almost nauseated by the amount of questions, but it's something obviously you have to bring up. You can't just surpass the giant pink elephant in the room, you know what I mean?
Yes, and co-sign. I mean, I feel the same way. It's such a tricky thing because whenever it hits the, like when you read online nowadays and, you know, you see the interview that Aaron Rodgers did on Kyle Brandt's podcast a week ago. And nowadays, a lot of people just want to read the headline, and the headline's going to have the juiciest quote in there. Rodgers used the word bummed when he talked about how he felt when the Packers traded up and spent that pick on Jordan Love. And even though Rodgers went on to say, was I a little bummed? Sure, but I understand it's a business. And I called Jordan the next day, and I have no ill will towards him, and blah, blah, blah. Bummed is the word that gets the headlines, and that's what makes it onto the national talk shows, where it's Rodgers is bummed about the selection of Jordan Love. I think from the entirety of this situation, from draft day up until now, Aaron Rodgers has said nothing wrong. He's done nothing to stir up any controversy. In fact, like, why would Aaron Rodgers be thrilled with the pick? I mean, he's a quarterback who sees the writing on the wall. He's chasing another championship, but he's on a back nine of his career, a game away from the Super Bowl last year, and they spend a first-round pick on Jordan Love. Put yourself in his shoes. Are you going to be doing cartwheels in your basement watching the draft? Like, yes, they got my replacement, or sweet, we upgraded our backup quarterback spot. No, you're not going to do that. So, of course, Rodgers isn't going to be overly thrilled with it. And I think he's got a really unique perspective. Now, I know a lot of the comparisons have been drawn from the Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers situation in 05 to what's going on now with Rodgers and Love. And there are obvious differences, but if we're being honest, there are clear similarities. I mean, if you want to draw a parallel between this situation, you're going to go directly to that situation in 2005. There are definite similarities. And I think Rodgers, having been on the other end of this, is going to give him a really unique and, I'd use the word, positive mindset going into this relationship with Jordan Love. Love's not a threat. As long as Rodgers is here, Love is not a threat to his job. It's just going to be Love's job when the Packers see that it's the right time. So, you know, Rodgers will use anything as motivation, and he's going to use this, I'm sure. He's going to go out. He'll probably be ball out, have a great year this year. And he's going to make that decision as difficult as possible. The Packers made a business decision by drafting Jordan Love, and Rodgers, it's in his best interest of his own business to play his butt off and make it as difficult a decision as possible for the team to let him go.
I guess the only way this really becomes any kind of a pressing story is if Jordan Love is unbelievably impressive in practice, not this year, but next year and the year after. Because then it's really you're forcing your decision, or at least solidifying your decision. Or just the opposite. If Jordan Love is kind of average and we're looking at him going, okay, he doesn't really do much that's going to wow us. You know, we knew Rodgers was good. You could see Rodgers in practice. He would wow people. But if Jordan Love doesn't wow people, how do you then legitimately in a couple of years, specifically if Aaron Rodgers is actually playing well, how do you then just say, yeah, we're moving on, and then pushing out your Hall of Famer for a guy that's unproven, that really hasn't wowed you in practice, to give the reins to this franchise to him? You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, I mean, exactly. When they drafted Jordan Love, they drafted him to be the quarterback of the future, but that's assuming he is what they hoped he would be when they made that pick. I mean, I love Jordan Love as a prospect. Actually, he was the first quarterback that I actually kind of took a liking to for the Packers, because I think the raw talent is undeniable. And the only negative, it's a big negative, but that he's not ready to play right now. Typically, teams that are in the market for a quarterback, they want that quarterback to be on the field right away. There's a reason they're picking so high. Jordan Love's got all-world arm talent. He just needs to sit and watch and refine his skills for a while. Well, just so happens he lands in the perfect situation in Green Bay. But you're right, they drafted him, they made the decision, he's here now. Now it's on him. Now he's got to prove them right. And if he doesn't, then yeah, it's back to the drawing board. I mean, the Patriots, when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo, obviously that's a unique situation where, you know, you read between the lines and it sounds like the organization was split as to, you know, turning the page to Garoppolo, keeping him around, or getting the pick that they got from the 49ers. But, you know, it's interesting because you bring up, when you're talking about if Love looks really good in practice and justifies the Packers picking him, that's going to make it easier, that can make it complicated, or that could push up or speed up the timeline on the team turning the page to Love. And that made me think of the Dak Prescott situation. Different in that Tony Romo got hurt, but Dak just lit it up in the preseason. I mean, I can't recall a quarterback getting as many headlines and as much praise as Dak Prescott in that preseason. I mean, he had like a perfect passer rating, and all of a sudden, you know, Romo goes down, and sure enough, Dak was doing in the regular season what he was doing in the preseason. If we see that from Love early in his career, that might speed up the timeline a little bit. I do think there's going to have to be a decision made. I think in all likelihood that's going to come 2, maybe 3 years down the road. But they didn't take Jordan, because the fact of the matter is they did not trade up to the 26th pick to take Jordan Love to to wait and see. They traded up because they pinpointed him as the guy that they wanted, and they envision him being the quarterback of the future. It's not a matter of if, it's when.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, they also let go of Cole Madison. Now, Cole Madison was not a starter. It's not a huge headline, but it was a guy that they gave an opportunity to. He looked good early on, then took that year off because he had some issues he wanted to work out, some personal issues, and now they have finally said it's time to part ways. What do you believe led to that? Was it just strictly performance, or were there other things at work?
I mean, I think a lot of people had kind of took a liking to Cole Madison because he's got a unique situation, obviously, when he stepped away from football and there was the tragic situation with his college quarterback. And I think a lot of people were in his corner and rooting for him. And when he showed up, it was encouraging. You know, maybe we're going to get to see how good this guy is. And he's an athletic guy. And it just, once he showed up, the feel good story, I hate to put it bluntly, but it's just the feel good part kind of goes away and it comes down to, can you play or not? And I think this is just the fact of the matter that the Packers don't see a significant impact coming from Cole Madison, so they pulled the plug and said enough is enough. It's an interesting time to do so. Now, I know they spent the 3 picks on linemen on the final day of the draft this year, but if there's a question, I know everybody's focused on the receiver position, but if there's a question, I think, right now on the offense, that tackle position is a serious question, where you lose Brian Bulaga. Jared Valdir bailed you out last year when you were without Bulaga, but now you've got Bulaga in L.A. with the Chargers. Jared Valdir is no longer on the team. You sign Rick Wagner as a stopgap. They're really banking on guys like Alex Light and Yash Nijman and a lot of unheralded guys. And I don't care how many weapons, I don't care how explosive you think your offense might be. If your O-line doesn't have depth and someone were to go down, you go from being a good offense to a mediocre at best offense. So it's definitely interesting timing to let go of Cole Madison. And I think they have some definite question marks at that tackle spot.
Marcus, great stuff. We're glad to be on in Green Bay again. Thanks for the heads up and the information regarding the Packers and your perspective. And we will talk again soon, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Sounds good.
Appreciate it so much. There you go. Marcus Eversole, host of the Better Call Eversole program over on Sports Radio 107.5 FM, 1400 AM. That's the Fan at WDUZ in Green Bay. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, big night coming up this Wednesday night. Bike night is out there, and you've got the Boogeymen on the stage from 6 to 9. They had a really big ride this past weekend. A great event for the K-9 units, which I thought was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. Stopped out there for a little while this past weekend. Boy, they are selling bikes like crazy. And a gentleman who had bought a bike, and I just kind of be sitting, I went out to see my buddy Craig, who's the GM out there, and I'm sitting by the office, and the guy said, you know, I've been to 3 other dealerships. I tried to buy this bike at a couple other places, and they were, we'll just say, a lot higher. They're wheeling and dealing right now out at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Not only is Sturgis this coming week, but also you've got a Tomahawk Fall Ride. Now, you don't have the same participation at Sarah Park and such up in Tomahawk that you would normally have, but that's still going to be going on. That's going to be a nice gathering of motorcyclists. It's a great way to socially distance yourself while still getting out and riding with friends. And if you want to do it on one of the best. That's a Harley-Davidson 2020 or some of the new used bikes that they just got in as well. Or if you're looking to sell your used bike, they are giving free appraisals right now. It's Wisconsin Harley-Davidson Highway 67 in Oconomowoc, just south of 94. And they also are the landing spot for the motorcycle ride for the Fisher House, which is going to go on. Made an announcement on that last night on their page. Really looking forward to it as a board member of the Fisher House. It is a pretty good fundraiser. We've already had a donation of $1,000, and it's great. If you can make it, great. If you can't, we understand. But we've got more details to come, and keep paying attention to it over on the Facebook fan pages as well. Let's do this. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back, and there's another player I want to say. No, not player. Head coach in the NFL. He's got COVID. We'll tell you who. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers veterans reporting to camp today. The NFL dealing with the pandemic. Eagles head coach Doug Peterson tested positive for COVID-19. The Lions' Matthew Stafford also on the list. And so is Green Bay's tight end Jay Sternberger. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Jace, you know, we're dependent on Jace to be a big part of what we're going to do this season. So we're excited to get him back in the fold and see what he can do and see where he's at.
And Aaron Rodgers getting a lot of questions about his future in Green Bay after the Packers traded up to draft quarterback Jordan Love. I asked Matt LaFleur.
How do you handle that with the players? What do you want to say to fans about that situation?
Right now, most importantly, Aaron's our quarterback, and I see him here for a really long time. And however long that is, I don't think anybody knows. Nothing's guaranteed in this league. You know, I don't see that changing for a really long time.
Welcome back to the program. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Epoxy flooring, polyurea coatings all over the state of Wisconsin, from Green Bay to Racine. Go to Epoxy Flooring Done Right. That's Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Get a hold of Sean. They warranty it for life. You guys, you just heard right there, Mike Clemens. Good to have Mike back. Head coach Doug Peterson of the Philadelphia Eagles. He has tested positive for COVID. Matthew Stafford, right here in our own backyard, Jay Sternberger. So COVID continues to be the headline when it comes to not just football, but really all sports. And just trying to get a handle on all that stuff. And hopefully the NFL is successful in doing so. Hopefully Major League Baseball is able to corral its testing and make it a little bit better for the players and the coaches. And you can press forward. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about some Brewers baseball over the weekend. You've got the Brewers home opener coming up tonight. Best wishes going out to Pat Murphy, the bench coach, who suffered a mild heart attack. Lorenzo Cain has opted out. The Bucks got beat last night. There's a lot to get to. A lot to get to. Stay tuned. We got a whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. That is coming up next.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.